Welcome to the Reformed Media Review. My name is Camden Busey. I'm here with Jim Cassidy. Today we want to speak about Grounded in the Gospel, Building Believers the Old-Fashioned Way. It's written by J.I. Packer and Gary Perrett, if I'm saying that correctly, P-A-R-R-E-T-T, P-A-R-R-E-T-T, Gary Perrett. This is published by Baker Books and in 2010, so a few years old here. But Jim, what do you have to say about this book?
Yeah, it has a little bit of age to it. I ended up getting the book actually by way of the Ordained Servant, which is a publication for the OPC. You could actually find it online. So if you go to opc.org, search around a little bit in there, you put Ordained Servant in your Google search, it'll come up. It's an online magazine that is published by Dr. Greg Reynolds, who is the pastor at our OP congregation up in Manchester, New Hampshire. And he does a wonderful job of putting substantial articles, particularly geared towards church officers, but of course accessible to anyone in the church. And I would direct your attention to there for other book reviews and very helpful substantial articles. But anyway, I got this book from him to review for the Ordained Servant, and began to work through it. And as I began to work through it, I had never heard of this book before. I don't know, maybe I've seen it through advertisements or whatever, but this is really the first time this book came into really my stark attention. And I want to, first of all, I want to encourage everyone to go out and get this book. I just think that the issues that are being raised in this book are so utterly important and substantial. What the authors are trying to do is to reverse a current trend within American evangelical churches, which is away from systematic theological instruction of congregations and more towards practical, experiential, in a kind of an existentialist sense, approach to doing ministry. Let me just say this. The title of the book, as you mentioned, is Grounded in the Gospel. The subtitle is Building Believers the Old-Fashioned Way. And that old-fashioned way that is being advocated in the book is the way of catechesis. Mm-hmm. And so what they are doing is they're trying to recapture and advance the notion of catechetical instruction in the life of the church as the primary way in which the church is, which believers are discipled within the context of the church. And as those who, like us in the OPC, that have catechisms ready to go. We have a children's catechism, and then we've got the shorter catechism, larger catechism, which generally gets ignored because it's way too large for memorization for children anyway. And unless you're John Murray, most of us haven't memorized the larger catechism. So you do have the catechetical resources and tools already resident within our churches for us to use. Unfortunately, even within confessional churches, this doesn't come out in the book, but even within confessional churches, a strong catechetical ministry tends to be all too often absent from the regular life and ministry and discipleship programs of the church. And so what has happened within evangelical churches at large and within Reformed churches even particularly is some sort of a program has replaced catechetical instruction when as the authors here are trying to say, look, we have within our tradition a very rich heritage of catechetical ministry that if we recapture, we don't have to go ahead and start reinventing the wheel, coming up with new clever discipleship programs. Mm-hmm. We've got the tools already there in our tradition. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to urge the church to go ahead and recapture this catechetical tradition. So let me just go through the contents of the book and then maybe just comment a little bit more and then we'll be done. So in terms of the contents, you've got a very helpful introduction that's given before you ever get into the chapters. Chapter one is called Building Believers the Old-Fashioned Way, where the argument is being made for recapturing catechetical instruction. Chapter two is catechesis is a very biblical idea. And again, a very, very, very helpful chapter where various scripture verses and passages are looked at to show the way in which the Bible itself teaches the notion of catechetical discipleship. My only criticism with chapter 2 is that it's so thorough, it makes it sound as if all of the Bible teaches only this idea of catechetical discipleship, that the Bible itself is a tool for catechetical instruction. And in some ways it is, but it's almost overdone the argument, I think. But the point is well taken. The Bible does teach us that we are to instruct the people of God. We are to instruct Christians. We are to disciple them by way of a formal, systematic approach to the great doctrines of the Christian faith. Chapter 3 is a historical section on the waxing and waning of catechesis. Again, a very helpful instructional chapter to show us that, historically speaking, us within the Protestant tradition have a very rich heritage of catechetical discipleship that we have in recent days lost, by and large. Chapter 4, resources, sources and resources for a catechetical ministry. Chapter 5 is on the gospel as of first importance, kind of developing 1 Corinthians 15 and the gospel itself. What is the gospel? Chapter 6, three facets of the faith. Chapter 7, forward in the faith of the gospel. Chapter 8, drawing lines of choosing sides, drawing lines and choosing sides. Chapter 9, moving in and moving on. Chapter 10, championing catechesis in contemporary congregations. One of the concerns I have with the book, however, and I'll develop this in my review for The Ordained Servant, is that it seems to me that while the authors are trying to warn us against reinventing the wheel to go back to our catechetical roots, there's a lot of attempt at a new way of doing catechesis, a new way of structuring, and it tends to be theologically very indistinct. So kind of going back to this notion of kind of going back to the gospel basics, it gives it a little bit of a tenor of mere Christianity, that what we don't want to do is, get, too distinctive, too particular. Let's just talk about Christianity in general. And if we could get all the churches doing mere Christianity, that will help with the ecumenical effort. It'll help to bring us all together as a church here in America. And that doesn't sit real, real well with me because, of course, we have in our tradition catechisms like the Shorter Catechism, the Westminster Shorter Catechism, the Heidelberg Catechism, etc. And my thinking is, we really don't need to reinvent the wheel. We do have very rich catechetical tools in the Westminster Shorter Catechism, for instance, or Heidelberg Catechism. Rather, I think the authors could have saved some length in their book by saying quite simply, look, you've got these rich traditions. Let's use them. Let me show you how to use the Heidelberg Catechism in the life of the church. Let me show you how to use the Westminster Shorter Catechism in the life of the church. And I think it might have been a little bit shorter of a book had they kind of done that and urged congregations to do that. The other thing that's been that is a concern is, what do you do with Baptist churches that can neither use the Westminster Shorter Catechism nor the Heidelberg Catechism? And of course, the 1689 Catechism is certainly an option for the London Baptist Catechism is an option for Baptist churches. And I think they would have done well simply to point to that and say, you could use that as well, rather than to kind of try to reinvent the wheel of a mere Christianity approach to catechesis. But again, that's a criticism in the context of overall appreciation. And if you pick up the book and you read the introduction and the first three chapters alone, you have benefited tremendously and you have gotten out of the book more than what you paid for it. So by all means, I would urge people to pick it up. and pick it up for your pastor, put it in his hands, and let's really begin to do the work of catechizing the Church of Jesus Christ.
Once again, that's Grounded in the Gospel, Building Believers the Old-Fashioned Way by J.I. Packer and Gary Perrett, published by Baker Books. Thanks so much for listening. This has been the Reformed Media Review.